makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Friday, September 5th. The Texans finished their last practice before heading to Pittsburgh. Coach Gary Kubiak talked about changes to the depth chart at wide receiver and the health of the team. But first, don't forget to sign up for Pancakes and Pigskins on September 9th. It's a chance to meet with the rookies and listen to GM Rick Smith. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. After missing most of the preseason with a knee injury, left tackle Ephraim Salaam is healthy. When asked if Salaam would back up rookie Dwayne Brown, Kubiak had this to say.
Yeah, we are. You know, the biggest question we had going into the week was would Ephraim make enough progress to be our swing tackle on Sunday? And, you know, as of walking off this field right now, he's done that. So expect him to be the swing tackle.
The coach said that turf toe is no longer an issue for running back Steve Slayton. Amon Green is also healthy, but Kubiak plans to ease him into the rotation.
Well, we're going to rotate him. You know, basically, Amon, Slayton, and Chris are all going to play. We're going to keep him fresh on the field. I have confidence in all three of them. I think the two young kids have looked as good as they've looked all camp this week, so that's encouraging. But, you know, we're not going to go crazy with Amon in this game and set him back. I'm hoping he comes out of this game maybe somewhere between 12 and 15. Good carries, you know. We go too far, it's going to be a mistake. But he's had two good weeks. Full practice player. He's looked good this week, so I'm excited to see him get going.
Finally, wideout David Anderson will be listed as the fourth receiver. He climbed past Jacoby Jones on the depth chart. Anderson made a touchdown grab against Denver and did his best Wes Welker impersonation during the preseason, lining up wherever the Texans needed him.
Well, very competitive. I can play him all over the place. There's no mistakes. Good after the catch. Teammates can count on him. He's earned the right to be on the field when you look at the last 6 weeks, and that's what this game's all about. You know, you got to earn your keep. He's earned it.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and